Bryce Schaefer's head basketball coach of Worth County. It's about a third of the way in, I guess, to the regular season in terms of a game total. And Worth County so far, so good against a really good schedule. They're 5 wins, 3 losses so far on the season with a victory on Monday night against Mount Air. They come back with key games that'll be coming up following the Christmas break. They have a Tuesday game against Stanbury on the 3rd. They'll have a game against Bramer then on the 6th. Both of those will be at Worth County. We talk with Bryce Schaefer, head basketball coach of Worth County. We're going to play Maryville when we visited last. That was a game that got scheduled late because East Harrison wasn't able to play. Wasn't able to bring a boys team. And so you got them on a schedule that was at least going to provide, a barometer, a standard, and see, where Worth County might be at. In relation to an upper division team. And I will say in any Class 1 or 2 team that they play, in fact, for that matter, I think anything inside of Class 4, Maryville has been pretty dominant in most of their games this year. So it was a big challenge for you. For how long were you competitive with that team, if any?
Well, I think the entirety of the first half, we played – really, really well defensively, I thought, against them. They got some baskets, which, a team of that caliber is going to get some looks that you're just not going to be able to stop, especially with the heights that they possess on the floor at all times. But I think that it was a good game for us. I saw a ton of great things. I think that the biggest being, even in a late game situation where we're down by 20-plus points, my guys never quit. I think we got a lot of good looks in the first half that didn't go down. And to that result, I think the score was a little bit blown up. But you can tell that, their athleticism and their depth kind of took over in that game because our legs were wary in the fourth. We had to play really hard for a long time. And, I took nothing but positives from the game, though.
Do they still contest any pass that is to your side of half court?
Oh yeah, oh definitely. They play a furious style of defense. They have done a really good job all year, and against us it was no less. But I thought our guys did a fantastic job of using their aggressiveness to our advantage, especially in the first half. We got a lot of easy looks that I think some of our guys missed that we normally would have hit. And maybe that was because of the caliber of opponent we were playing. Maybe the game got a little big for us in that first quarter. And I think if those baskets go in, it's a totally different ball game going through. Not to say that we come out and win, but it's definitely not a 30-point game. More like a 12 or 15 probably.
Okay, next was the Tuesday night game on the road, a league game against North Andrew. Again, it would appear at this point, even with the way that now that we've got a sample size, it would still appear that that will be a competitive and still fairly balanced division in the GRC West side. It's not to say that nobody won't go undefeated on that side, but I would say that anybody that does make it through in that category is still going to get tested. And you tested North Andrew, too. That game it was in a situation where you would probably take it if you were given the choice, if you could be that close going into the fourth quarter on the road against that quality of opponent, you'd probably take that before the game, and that's where you were.
Yeah, I was, there's a bad taste left in all of our mouths from that game, to be honest with you. Last year we went down there and I think we lost by 24 or 26 points. And we went down there and we just played our butts off, I thought. We did a really fantastic job of playing defense and, held their best players to nothing in that first half and really frustrated them, I thought, especially on their home court. With the third quarter, about midway through, we got up to about a 6-point lead. And I think all our guys understand that this is the team that we have to go through conference-wise and in the playoffs. And, you know, we're there. We just have to be able to close out games as strong as they do. That's why they're the top caliber team in our class right now, is because they close games no matter what. And, you know, if we can start doing that, we'll be able to compete with everybody in the state. So I was proud of our guys, but we're ready to, you know, get the potential to see them in the Stanbury tournament here after break.
Okay, had a game with St. Joseph Christian called off due to weather. It's going to be made up in mid-January. So it left you with the only other game prior to the Christmas break against Mount Airy. We're able to win the border battle against a much younger team against Mount Airy, in Mount Airy. But, you know, a team that has competed for the most part pretty well. Coach Ruggles said that, you know, one big thing that he thought that was in Worth County's favor that was just as much against him was the fact that he got off to a really good start in that game.
Yeah, I think that our guys came out and played hard at the beginning of the game. Mount Airy came out and played in a 2-3 zone, and that can be that can go one of two ways for our ball club. You know, luckily for us, we're a little bit more experienced now, a little older. We understand that, you know, we can't just sit and shoot perimeter jump shots all the time because, you know, I've got a good amount of shooters, and they like to shoot, and they see 2-3 zone and they think, we can stand still. But I thought we did a great job of ball movement in that first half. But it looked like they were looking ahead to the Christmas break a little bit in the third quarter because we came out flat, didn't particularly play at the caliber that I expect our team to play. But luckily for us, we did go out to an early start and got a good-sized lead so that even though we played poorly in the third quarter, we were able to sustain their punch and still, you know, win fairly easily at the end.
Okay, ideally, you want to make sure that you stay sharp, and you would think that you're going to have to be that way with the next two games that are coming up after break. A couple of those, or both of those, are at home, and I think that probably benefits you. But now, particularly with the loss behind you with North Andrew, with Stanbury and Bramer coming up, those, as far as the conference is concerned, those become much more meaningful. Again, really good tests in what's been a really good first part of the schedule for you.
Yeah, I think that I kind of told the guys here that it looks like a Tom Izzo Michigan State schedule to me, where we've got the front of our schedule just front-loaded with really, really good competition. And, you know, it's only going to benefit us later in the year. But, you know, with that game against North Andrew, we have to have these wins coming up. I would challenge anybody to show me a more difficult Class 1 conference in the state on our side than what we have here. Stanbury, Bramer, North Andrew, King City, I mean, they're all just really solid teams. St. Joe Christian's another one. So it's not going to get any easier along the way, but we don't want it to. You know, we're forged through these games, and that's what prepares us for the postseason run that, you know, we all want. So
it's Bryce Schaefer. He's a head basketball coach of Worth County.